This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Oh, what a week it has been. Starting really at the tail end of last week, the conversation around the nation, so much of it, of course, turning toward guns, mental illness, what's going to be done, how can we stop people who look like something's not right, but then can you really step in there? And, of course, in the middle of all that, there is an election coming up, and is that going to be part of the conversation? Of course it is. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. As always, right at the top, we go to our pals in D.C., and that would be Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. He certainly has a pulse on what's going on there. Bob, you still have a lot of friends that are serving, don't you?
Oh, yes, Kate, I sure do. And both sides of the aisle, which makes it nice, especially if you want to have a chat, you know, and get a little info here and there.
So I've always wondered this. When you were there, of course, you told us about your stories about John Travolta just being in awe of, you know, seeing what it was like to be there on the Hill and, oh, gosh, to be a representative, that kind of thing. But when no one's around, because, of course, now we have the phones on our iPhones, et cetera. We have the cameras and video and everything. But did you ever have any great off-the-record conversations, like in the gym or at the cafeteria?
Oh, sure. I mean, they happened all the time with people, you know, both sides of the aisle. I mean, all the time. I can recall specifically and some funny ones, too.
I like that, and some funny ones.
Remember, too, Kate, that you know, I dished out the favors for their offices, so both parties were fairly candid with me. But, you know, I can remember some real humorous things.
I like that. All right, so sometime we're going to talk about who are the funniest people that you ran into that are politicians.
Right. I may know some of them. By the way, was one of them.
Yes. I knew Charlie Rangel. When I first started my career, he was in El Paso, and I met him, and he was so nice to me. I was like 20 years old. He was the nicest guy. And these veteran reporters said, how do you know him? And I just, you know, he purposely picked me out and he made me look good. So I was like, all right, that's pretty good. There you go. I knew it. How about this? Speaking of politicians, the president named Joseph McGuire the director of National Counterterrorism Center and acting director of National Intelligence. What do we know about this guy? Anything?
Actually, I don't.
I don't either. I was trying to frantically look him up.
After, 7 years on your show, I've always had an answer. I have no idea. None.
Wow, this is like really Jeopardy. This is like Final Jeopardy.
Right.
Who is Joseph McGuire? I guess he led the counterterrorism center since December. He retired from the Navy. He had a 36-year career. He led the Naval Special Warfare Command, that kind of thing. But what's interesting here is that he dropped his first choice, who was Coates, and then went to him instead. So I think part of that is because he sounds pretty squeaky clean, in a sense, and that should be pretty easy and palatable for everybody to live with.
Yeah, I mean, he's a vice. I do know that, you know, he's a retired vice admiral. You know, I know that.
Right.
But
right.
As far as being around one of those people that you know, and they did this and that, no, I don't know that. So maybe he is. They surely need somebody that's going to get through the nomination. You know, they've got to replace the outgoing chief, Nick Rasmussen. So they don't want it to mess up. They sure want something to go smoothly.
Yes, through. Yes, smoothly. So how about this? Speaking of not going smoothly, Mitch McConnell, of course, there's all kinds of cartoons, political cartoons out about him this past week. However, he's saying the Senate's going to consider gun background checks. That's pretty big.
Well, it is. And I mean, it's big for Mitch McConnell at all to say that. As we do know, some people within the NRA and some of the gun owners are didn't like the fact that the president said he was willing to look at something like that. So if you have the president say that, and then you have Mitch McConnell say that, I mean, also forgetting public policy for a second, Kate, you know, there's 22 some seats up for grabs in the Senate, and things are pretty precarious. This is one of the hottest times ever. And you've also got Lindsey Graham coming out publicly with Earl Blumenauer, which he's a Democrat, saying that he would, he's got a red flag law. So you can't have a high-profile Republican senator like that saying, well, I've got a red flag law, putting together with a Democrat, that Mitch McConnell eventually has to say, well, we're going to take a look at these things. Now, you know Mitch McConnell. Doesn't mean they're going to pass them, but the fact that he even said they're willing to take a look at it, It's a huge step in a different direction, and probably than we're used to. Usually these things pass over. And like you and I talked the other day, this is a little bit unique when you start to look at the pieces of this and you wonder, okay, maybe this time it doesn't go away. They're actually going to sit down and try to look at something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think. I think they will, because it was just too much, too over the top at the beginning, well, really the tail end of last week and what all the conversation was.
Right.
Throughout the country, no matter where you were, even if you were in, Iowa or New York City. And speaking of Iowa, the Democrats have just descended on Des Moines for the campaign thing that they do, the Iowa State Fair. Why is Iowa so big in politics?
It is. I mean, it's sort of middle America. New Hampshire's the first, then there's Iowa. And I'm trying to picture some of the candidates. I don't know, Elizabeth Warren with them. I don't know, cowboy hat on, going through the county fair, I'm trying to see how they do out there. But all seriousness, it is a big deal. It's like sort of the straw poll, as they say.
Right.
And it will be big. Because I'm curious to see what happens, particularly with Warren and Beto, after making statements about the president as forcefully as they did, calling him a white supremacist. So I'm waiting to see what happens amongst the Democratic constituency, because that's the real big decision on that, not what the rest of the country thinks right now, but the big decision on what does the Democrat majority think in Iowa of that, those kinds of statements. So it's going to be an interesting time.
Yeah, so it's definitely one to watch.
Sure.
All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's interesting. One of the things that is also one to watch is these immigration raids, right? So the largest single state immigration raid happened the other day in Mississippi, where they swarmed the plant, 600 ICE agents. It happened in a couple of areas in Mississippi. They were trying to stop a lot of the workers from running. And in a place called Morton, which is about 40 miles east of Jackson, they filled up three buses, two for men, one for women, and that was Coke Foods. A lot of people forget, this isn't the first time this happened. There were large raids before under President George W. Bush. There was a kosher meat packing plant in Postville, Iowa, and that happened way back in 2008. And there were mostly Guatemalans, about 400 plus. They were swept up, and they were jailed as a result of that operation. And President Obama avoided them. He limited what happened with immigration to more low-profile audits that weren't really seen by the public. So the big raid the other day in Mississippi was similar to what happened in 2008 under GW. We've just scratched the surface, folks. So much more to talk about that's coming up on the flip side. I'll meet you there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Where will the ball land? Sending us in the direction of odds and ends. It is what's happening in this country, in your neck of the woods, in my neck of the woods. There's so much that I hate to be that one trick pony, as my favorite engineer would say, like a bird singing the same old song. That's not this show. So we know the big, really heart attack topics are my God, are we safe? People are running when they hear motorcycles backing up because of the horrific thing that happened in Dayton, Ohio, and also El Paso, Texas. So that's where we're at, folks, here on Odds and Ends with me, Kate Delaney. And as I belly up to the roulette wheel, a couple of things popped up. And one of the things that popped up was ESPN postponing the broadcast of Apex Legends esports tournament because of the shootings. They decided they're not going to broadcast tournament because it was sponsored, you know, last week in Minneapolis following what happened in those two shootings. And supposedly, because they're not supposed to talk about it publicly, but there was a fly on the wall, this whole thing was scheduled to be broadcast over the weekend, an hour-long recap show that still can be watched, by the way, on ESPN3, but it's been rescheduled to air several times instead in October because, think about it, the tournament pitted 23 player teams against each other in a battle royale-style competition. The total prize money was $150,000. And so you can imagine the optics of that. So I, you know what I say? I say good for them that they decided that, you know what, we're not going to put that out there right now because it just doesn't fit. So let's not prime the pump because of the kinds of games that we have, because we do not believe that the video games are responsible or that violent video games are causing people to do mass shootings. And so why are we, this battle royale, we can push this off, we'll hold this off. It just makes so much more sense to do that. And how about this? Hats off to the boss, Bruce Springsteen. He made a surprise appearance at a Blinded by the Light New Jersey premiere. Can you imagine the people that were there in a theater to see Blinded by the Light? I saw a sneak preview of it, and I said I really, really liked it. Of course, being in Texas, there was no boss sneaking into theater. But he went to the premiere on Wednesday and at the Paramount Theater on the Asbury Park boardwalk. He walked down the red carpet, so he wasn't trying to hide, with his wife, Patty, and the blinded director and her family. And they didn't know this was happening. You know, some of the stars that were there, they had no idea that he was going to be there. And so you understand what it's about. It talks about the impact of Springsteen's music, the theme of this movie, on South Asian Muslim teenager growing up in the 80s in England. And it's all of Springsteen's music from the 70s and 80s. And, you know, some others, too, were mixed in. But it was mostly Bruce Springsteen. And it was about him and his influence. So how about that? That would be a shocker, wouldn't it, if you were there in the theater? Well, you know what? He lives not too far away. These are his stomping grounds. People go to the Stone Pony praying it'll just be one of those freak things where Bruce Springsteen will suddenly show up. And he, over the years, he has done that. That's where he would play over and over again when he wasn't known. And you want to talk about an odd feeling for the people that were there in that audience. No clue. And then all of a sudden they look up and who's there but Bruce Springsteen. I wonder if he sang his songs. Like, does he lip sync his songs when everybody else is doing his songs? Born in the USA. Because they played that a bunch in that movie. That would be crazy to see that. Wouldn't it? It would be very strange to see that. How about this? Sometimes marriages work, sometimes marriages don't. Take it from me, I'm in it for the long haul, but I know what a failed one looks like because I had one. FedEx is ending ground delivery, their partnership with Amazon. Not everybody is in love with Jeff Bezos, so they decided, yeah, they're not going to renew that contract. Probably it was a backbreaker. It might have been serious money, but there's other serious money, I think, to be had. And so why? Why have to do the impossible? And, you know, with FedEx and delivery services, of course, everything's about time. As it is with Amazon. You know, you don't think about this, but even people that work for UPS, when the UPS drivers are out there, they're watching what's going on. In other words, they have a certain time criteria they have to meet. You think running backs have to be quick? Oh, those UPS guys, there's no time for chit-chat. It doesn't matter how big the box is. Boom. When they have boxes for me, I swear they fly out of the truck. And, I mean, they never break anything. They're great. They just, boom. They're done so quickly, I think, this is who I want to help move me. UPS should have a moving division. Because I think they would get your stuff set up nicely. We wouldn't break it, and they'd be there so much faster than half of the other companies who say they'll get it done for you. I mean, really? And I guess it was just time for Amazon to part ways and FedEx to part ways with Amazon. It's a marriage that worked temporarily. How about that? Temporarily. All right, this would kind of freak me out a little bit. I like foxes in the movies, and I've never been, of course, one of those people that rode side saddle and chased after foxes in any kind of a hunt. But I was reading a story about foxes that are returning to Temple Mount. Now, do you know what Temple Mount is? Think about it for a second. The Talmud, which was written 2,000 years ago, in the Talmud, there was a sign that Jerusalem would be rebuilt. And one of the signs was foxes. So people are kind of freaked. There's a newspaper called the Yeshiva World, and visitors, they're saying that visitors to the area have observed a group of about a dozen foxes in the southwest area of the Western Wall for the last 3 days in the early hours of the day. Ooh. So what does that mean? The rabbis are trying to interpret it. Is it the total destruction of Jerusalem? Is it, what is it? So needless to say, people are attuned to the foxes. They're watching them. I watch them today on YouTube. They're the cutest little things. But if it symbolizes something else, then, and that something else might not be so good. Ugh. Am I, you know, it's like that whole thing of finding a feather. Every once in a while, a feather, I'm not kidding you, I'll be somewhere. And it's not the kind of feather like the birds have, pigeons, whatever, have feathers all over. Like a bird, like a, it's only happened to me a couple times, but like a light white feather will kind of make its way down to where I am, like a little one. Am I crazy? Does that mean something? I don't know. I haven't seen foxes, but foxes, biblically speaking, and talking about the Talmud, that is seriously really, really huge. And you want to talk about a crazy end that could have happened but didn't happen. How about a 28-year-old man plunging into a tiny mountain crevice, got trapped for 4 days, and then he was rescued. This happened in Cambodia. Somehow he slipped into it. There was just a small kind of rocky hollow area. He went, he was trying to get his flashlight, and he slipped down. He was collecting, of all things, bat droppings in the Shakri mountain jungle when he fell. His family got worried. They started to search for him, and there was 200 rescue workers. They found him. They freed him. There had been bits of rocks that had pinned him that he couldn't get out of. So when he was freed, it's pretty weak. They took him to a hospital, but he completely survived. I mean, 4 days in a rock crevice? And bravo for the family and for these rescue workers for really pushing this. Bat droppings, or guano, if you don't know what it is used as fertilizer and sold for supplementary income by a lot of poor farmers who sometimes try to attract bats, by the way, to their property. So that's what he was doing. Because Cambodia, of course, is one of the poorest countries in the world. And so many of the people there are living in poverty. And that's what he was trying to do. It kind of reminded me of that film where James Franco, remember, he was stuck like in that crevice 127 hours. That's a true story, too. All right, that wraps up odds and ends. And you know what that means? That means we're headed to the mailbag next to hear what you have to say on the show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Gun control legislation front and center in the news this hour in light of the two recent mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. Published reports indicate NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation would not be popular among Trump supporters. Now, President Trump is reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks. The president telling reporters earlier this week there's a great appetite for it.
Let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
On Wall Street, a big rally to tell you about. The Dow gaining 371 points. The NASDAQ up 176. The S&P 500 up 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I was digging all morning and all night because there is so many of you that are emailing this show. How about it? If you have something to say, go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, just like Vince did. Hey, Delaney. I love that. He's familiar with me. Hey, Delaney. I have been listening to the show for the past 6 months. I thought that was important for you to know because I have enjoyed the author's corner. I like when you talk about that numbers thingy you do. I like the movie reviews. And more importantly, I like the way you look at the day's news and how you break it down and you don't whip us to death with the same old, same old. Let the boys during the day, who, as you say, are getting paid the massive bucks to do that constantly, and you instead invite us all in. So, yeah, keep it up. You have an engine that will get you to some big places. Now, here's what I have to say to you. Here's what I have to ask about. When you look at what's happening with Trump and what's happening as far as the American point of view with immigration and roundups and problems at the border, do you think his immigration stance hurts him or helps him? You know, that's a question that is absolutely partisan, because anybody who wears the label or labels themselves as Democrat or really super liberal, they hate it. The wall, the idea of kick people out, separating families, that whole thing. No, they are not liking that. Humanitarian crisis would be the mantra there. Republicans, all about it, right? Especially people at the border or people who have had entanglements or people who have had problems with somebody in the country illegally. I think we all agree if somebody comes in from Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, wherever, and they're heinous scumbags, they come in to rape or kill or pump drugs or do whatever, well, who's going to say that criminals, we don't, Democrats, Republicans, or no label, we don't want them there in our country. Of course we don't want them in our country. But the problem is they're crafty, and it's crafty and easy to get in because you throw yourself on one of those trains or you figure out tunnels or other ways to get through, and there are plenty of them. It's a tricky business. I don't want to beat the same drum, but to me, Vince, the problem happened when the net was out there and we just ignored it. So that companies, like we saw in the raids the other day, they got cheaper labor, it worked, labor in the fields, labor in landscaping, labor in construction, I mean, different arenas, for sure, but those are three big ones. And it worked. It worked for the people running the companies. They kept their overhead down. People that desperately needed money couldn't make anything in their countries came over, and that's what they were doing. But unfortunately, then it was like the floodgates were open, and it was like a fast pass at Disneyland. And then more outrageous things started to happen, and we're vulnerable. We're vulnerable, and the people that come in are vulnerable because in many cases, we're not helping them either. So the problem is that. The problem is it's a nightmare mess to unravel. What do you do when you're overflowing at these centers? How do you quickly process people? How do you decide what you're going to do? It is a tall task that Democratic presidents and Republican presidents shuffled around, tried to put sort of their spin on it, but it didn't happen with Obama. It didn't happen with Clinton. It didn't happen with GW. And now Donald Trump has it in his lap. And then you could go even further back before that. I mean, Reagan was trying to deal with it, and that's when they actually had some tougher laws out there. All right, I don't want to go too deep down that rabbit hole because I'll never get to any of these other emails. So let's move to another one. This one comes to us from Jake. He emails us all the time from Austin. Young dude falls into the kind of on the cusp millennial. Kate, oh my gosh, crazy, crazy with active shooter drills. I have to tell you, I just went to a conference. They had a speaker. I thought of you. The speaker was focusing on active shootings and what to do. And we had to simulate what would we do if there was an active shooting. And it was so interesting to see how people in the room reacted. And it was almost chilling and just reminded us of how vulnerable we are in so many spaces. I think everyone, for real, needs to know what to do if they find themselves in the public somewhere and the unthinkable happens and they got to make some quick decisions. I agree. I mean, this is why we're seeing concealed and carry is up with people wanting to get licensed. And then at a lot of these places, they're offering those drills, too. We know that they're in schools. We know that there are companies that do it because what happens if you find yourself vulnerable? And in workplaces, we have workplace shootings. So you've got churches that have been where people have been killed. You've got, various places like the Navy shipyard in Washington, D.C., where who's thinking anything's going to happen there? And people were killed there. I mean, that's the thing. You've got nothing to defend yourself with other than I'm crawling on the ground. I'm locking myself in the closet. I'm running like a mad person in any direction just to get away from them, but especially if you're trapped where they are, I mean, what are you going to do? You're vulnerable. You're a sitting duck. And we've had people on the show who have been in that situation, and it's got to be the worst feeling ever. Because when you realize just one click in one direction and there's people around you dying, that you're next, unless somehow you get lucky, something different happens. That's the thing. We got to turn the luck thing around. The odds have to fall in the favor of the people that are being attacked instead of the attacker having all the ammunition and all the targets that they could possibly want. And you always hear the same thing, glazed look, just shooting, not even mostly shooting for particular people. Let's go to this one. This one is from Mac, and Mac says, Kate, I heard you talking about those storms on the East Coast, and you are right, sister. if you're in New York, it's kind of an eeny, meeny, miny, mo of what airport do you really want to fly into. If you fly into LaGuardia and you get lucky, it can be a little bit smooth, but it's so torn up, it's crazy trying to figure out where you're going. And if you get there when there's flight delays, it's not very fun to be in LaGuardia. JFK and Newark, much of the same. You have bad weather and you're just stuck over that city. So I agree with you. When you travel, be prepared for anything and pack appropriately. Yeah, don't just bring, you know, some people check their luggage, but if you completely check your luggage, then you don't have anything to change into. I know people that have, and this happened to me, where you have to leave an airport and now you're driving to wherever you were going to go because you're not going to reach your destination unless you rent a car, get in that car, and leave. And I've seen that happen. So, yeah, you've got to be prepared, have to be prepared for sure. All right, here's another one. This one is from Phil. And Phil says, America Tonight, Kate Delaney, I have listened to you, I think, almost from the beginning. I don't even remember how long the show's been on, but it's been interesting to watch what's happened and your progression and the guests and et cetera that have stopped by. I do have to say I try to listen whenever I can, or I at least get a playback version of it, which I really, 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 really like. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but you always seem to know everything. Did you see the story about the federal judge that ruled that the neo-Nazi had to pay for all the trolls on his website, and that fee was pretty high? It was something like $10 million or something like that. I did see it. What happened was Andrew Anglin is his name, has to pay $14 million, according to the judge, in damages to a Jewish woman who was subjected, that's the specifics, to all the trolls that he organized. So Tanya Gersh sued him in 2017 after she and her family had harassment, intimidation, all that, because why? He published her name and contact information on his website, The Daily Stormer, duh, and then told readers to contact her. So she was named in a post that criticized her for becoming involved in a dispute with the mother of Richard Spencer, a white nationalist, and condemned her for being Jewish. She's a realtor, mother of two, like I said, got messages, I hope you die, kill yourself, we'll take pleasure in your pain, horrible voicemails, all this kind of stuff. So the judge also approved a permanent injunction ordering Anglin to permanently remove from the website the blog post encouraging his readers to contact her and her family, including all the pictures, images of the family, and comment boards that were there. So everything has to be taken down. By the way, this woman lives in Montana. So she said the judge's ruling was a victory against hatred. And she said the win wasn't just for me, my family, and my community. It's a win for everyone who's been harassed, terrorized, bullied. Boom. And she said, I'm stronger for it. But can you imagine when that happened? Because that website had a lot of he has a lot of followers, so they just went after her. And it's very easy to be a troller because you don't reveal yourself, right? And that's exactly what happened there. And then it would be scary. So if he doesn't pay the full, by the way, $14 million judgment, and if his monetary and other hard assets are insufficient, they say they're going to go after his intangible property. Yeah. So he loses in all of this. He's got to find that $14 million, and he's got to get her off of the website completely. Any thoughts on the show or anything else, you can send them to me, katedelaneyradio.com. We're going to the movies, plus an escape room novel giveaway. You could be a winner. Hang through.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
So we're going to take you to the movies, but before we do that, what a big giveaway we have. Megan Golden has written a book called The Escape Room, and you can win a copy of it now. So a lucky winner wins a copy this time around. Plus, you'll be entered for the grand prize of the Escape Room game for up to four friends. How cool is that? So in the lucrative world of finance, Vincent, Jules, Sylvie, and Sam are at the top of their game. Check it out. They've mastered the art of the deal. They celebrate their success and style. But a life of extreme luxury always comes at a cost. Invited to participate in an escape room as a team-building exercise, the ferociously competitive coworkers crowd into the elevator of a high-rise building. Ooh, I can feel the tension. Eager to prove themselves. But when the lights go off and the doors stay shut, it quickly becomes clear that this is no ordinary competition. They're caught in a dangerous game of survival, trapped in the dark. The colleagues must put aside their bitter rivalries and work together to solve cryptic clues to break free. But as the game begins to reveal the team's darkest secrets, they realize there's a price to be paid for the terrible deeds they committed in their ruthless climb up the corporate ladder. As tempers fray and the clues turn deadly, they must solve one final chilling puzzle. Which one of them will kill in order to survive? Available now wherever great books are sold, of course. You can win your copy of The Escape Room by Megan Golden simply by calling this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 5283. Good luck. So from the escape room where you could win that book and take it with you while you wait for the movie to start, because, you know, you get there and you sit in your seat. It's perfect. I honestly do that sometime. We've got our first flick. It's called The Art of Racing in the Rain. Check it out.
No race was ever won in the first corner, but many have been lost there. I should know. I was born to be a race car driver, but there's only one problem. That's not me. That's me. He picked me out of a pile of pups, a tangled mass of paws and tails.
This one. Definitely this one.
The pick of the litter.
She always said that.
Well, just a minute now. We were thinking of keeping them.
He always said that, too.
Hey.
Call it fate, call it luck. All I knew was I was meant to be his dog.
Hey, you like that, huh?
Like it. I loved it. Sound, smells, I felt like I truly belonged. In racing, your car goes where your eyes go.
Not really much of a dog person.
It's more person than dog.
Denny was clearly taken with her grooming. She probably bathed every day for all I knew.
Does he always stare at people like this?
If he likes them. Set me free.
Best drivers don't dwell on the future or the past. The best drivers focus only on the present. No one knows what curves life will throw at you. But if a driver has the courage to create his own conditions, then the rain is simply rain. But for now, all I want is one more lap. Faster, Denny. Faster.
Oh, sweet boy, come here.
It must be amazing to have a body that can carry an entire creature inside. I just hoped it would look like me.
All right, you got to love that. The voice is Kevin Costner. He wants to be human. This is a Walt Disney Studios motion picture, so it's one you can take the whole family. It's getting kind of mixed reviews. You know, I have a golden retriever named Mahalo, who's the co-producer of this show, so I like the whole idea of The Art of Racing in the Rain. I'm certain I'll see it. I'll give you another bird's eye look at it after I go and see it. But I don't know. It looks clever. It looks really super, super cute. Going through the whole life process. It reminds me of another famous dog. I know you can think of that dog. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I'm so convinced this is a smart audience. Melissa McCarthy is a BDD. She's the best. And she is starring in a new movie called The Kitchen. Here's a little sneak.
Times change. You do what you gotta do. Some kids.
Most employers don't want mothers. It's a competitive market.
You don't know me.
For money, you survive.
Now might be the time.
For what?
For you.
My husband's had 24 months left on his sentences.
Sorry, baby.
This is the Irish mob. Organized crime.
We're going to take care of you. You girl's going to be just fine.
We got no money.
Can't even make the rent with what they gave me last night.
They didn't want me in the family in the first place.
40 years we pay protection and we don't get nothing for it.
They've been telling us forever that we are never going to do anything but have babies. A bunch of men that have forgotten what family means.
So we remind them.
Pretty mama.
Pretty doesn't matter. It's just a tool women use.
What?
Anything we want.
What do you want?
We are going to have crews everywhere.
I can see you got brains, and I know you got money. But we got one thing that you don't. We got criminals.
I told you we can't go around working for a bunch of women.
You are not smarter than me. I will wipe you off the face of the earth.
I don't want you. you to do it. I want you to teach me how to do it.
Just to be clear, now we run this neighborhood.
Step off my business.
Baby, it's my business now.
They're going to swallow this entire city. You go to war, there's no coming back.
Alfonso Peretti wants to talk.
If we go to Brooklyn, we're dead. What do you wear to something like that? You get dressed up?
Are you kidding?
What?
My God, I lost count again.
All right, so I think that pretty much tells the whole story. Gangster husbands in prison, the women take over. It's gotten kind of panned by some critics, and then there's some that say they really actually like it. The leads are pretty good. So then we move from that movie to Brian Banks to wrap it up. Check it out.
Boyhood dreams got no place in a man's life. You need to concentrate on getting employed. Forget about football.
When I was young, it was hard to see a way out. Football gave me an option.
Brian Banks with the tackle.
By the time I was 16, I had the attention of the NFL.
The sky is the limit for this kid.
So what happened? Why don't you play?
Why?
Brian Banks was 16 years old when he was accused of a crime he did not commit. He lost 11 years. Scholarship. He was prevented from playing football.
The system is broken.
We have 10 months to clear his name.
If in that time they do not overturn your conviction, you'll be a prisoner again.
I need something big, something extraordinary.
It's extraordinary that I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Yeah.
You ever been locked up? It nearly killed me.
How did you survive it?
Almost did. I met a man who showed me a different way. All you can control in life is how you respond to life. I know what I have to do now.
You think you'll get another shot at the NFL?
Trust me, we got a plan. I am innocent, and the truth matters. I know the system doesn't care about me.
But you didn't deserve what happened to you.
Brian's going to run out of time.
I'll tell you what's extraordinary. I am.
Wow, it's a true story, Brian Banks, an All-American high school football star, wrongly convicted of a crime he didn't do, and they take you through what that was like. It's PG-13, a drama, obviously, and if you don't see it on the big screen, it would be worth streaming it once it comes out. I know the story well, and very sad, but it's also uplifting in the end. Music means the band is playing us off the stage. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.